London with Jess Brady on Global News Radio 980 CFBL.
Welcome back to the program. It's Friday, in case you forgot. Friday, generally speaking, always puts me in a good mood. Even when there are crazy news stories that are breaking, I think, Friday, we made it through the week. There's a sense of accomplishment and of, you know, looking forward to the weekend, having some time off. And as I have said previously, I have been known to enjoy a glass of wine or two when I am in my off time, in the evenings or on the weekends. And I also said that I don't exactly have a super sophisticated wine palate. I don't. I generally like things that are light and fruity. I have ventured a little bit into the Pinot Grigio area, but I'm trying to grow and expand my wine horizons. And sometimes the world of wine can be a little bit overwhelming because there's a lot of choices, a lot of different products out there. And how do you know what kind of wine goes with the food that you're having? Or if you're going to, you know, a dinner at someone's house in post-Rona times, maybe you would like to bring them something, but you're not quite sure what would be a good choice, or, you know, what works with your budget. There are a lot of things that kind of you can trip up on when you're trying to find the perfect item for a wine gift, if you will. Well, enter Somm. It's a new app that aims, it says, to demystify the world of wine. And so what it does, it helps you figure out the wine marketplace, essentially. It helps you pick out what the best wine is for you for whatever occasion that you're looking at. And I thought this was really cool. It's fascinating. And joining me on the line now to tell us a little bit more about the app is Jennifer Tremblay-Stasiewicz, who is the founder and chief executive officer of Somm. Jennifer, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to chat with you today.
Oh, I'm excited as well. I think this is a perfect Friday feeling segment to have a chat about. And who doesn't like a lovely glass of wine or whatever it is that you enjoy? And this is cool. Tell me a little bit about how you came up with the idea for Somm.
Yeah, so I came up with the idea for Somm in June 2020, so really only, you know, 5 or 6 months ago. And it kind of came to me because I was reflecting on some of the things you just mentioned. You know, wine can be really unapproachable. It can be confusing. Sometimes it has an air of pretension around it. There's lots of rules. There's tons of varietals. And at the end of the day, we just want to get down to enjoying something that we like and get some guidance. And when I took a look at the market, there really wasn't a really seamless, disarmingly simple tool on the market that helped people in a way they naturally thought. So I thought, you know what, let's put a team together. Let's assemble a great team of sommeliers and tech experts and business people, and let's create something that is going to help everyone make a great wine selection.
That's really cool. And then that, I would imagine, is where we get the name Somm from, sommelier. And that's neat, because now you can basically have an expert in your pocket, in your phone. Whereas before, you know, not everybody has a friend who is a wine expert in that way. So this is really neat. You're kind of bringing it to the masses.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what we were thinking and what we're really excited about. We've created something that's helpful for everyone, regardless of whether you're a novice to the wine industry or whether you consider yourself an everyday expert. You know, there's tons of opportunity to discover and learn about different pairings and get some guidance along the way in a fashion and with a piece of technology that's very intuitive and simple to use.
That's really cool. So take me through, if someone, a hypothetical situation, say, I'm making a prime rib and I think, oh, I would really love to get some wine that goes with this. What are my options? If they open up the app, kind of how does it work?
Yeah, great question. So open up the app, you go to the get a recommendation side. So first of all, like as soon as you open up the app, you'll notice that there's two options. There's the get a recommendation and then there's shop marketplace. And so if you're looking for that level of guidance because you're creating something at home like we all are right now given COVID, you know, you go to the get a recommendation, you type in what your occasion is. You're probably hanging out at home or it's a casual evening. You put in that you're having beef, which was your example. There's a natural question flow that follows around how that beef is prepared, based on the sauce, kind of based on how it's being cooked. And then there's a handful of recommendations that are presented very, very seamlessly right after you kind of go through that text message-like question flow. And from there, you can kind of pick and choose whatever suits suits you. There's little descriptions that are written in plain English. We kind of avoid all of the typical wine lingo and wine jargon that kind of adds to a lot of the unapproachability that comes with wine. There's so many special words that come with wine that a lot of people, unless you're in that space, you might not fully understand. So we've made everything, you know, very approachable, and those suggestions include just a little bit of context that'll help you figure out exactly what you wanna be drinking. And then if you go over to the marketplace side, you can select any one of our partners. We're partnered with a handful of bottle shops around the city, a number of wine agencies that are now really trying to ramp up their accessibility with the retail market, as well as some wineries, and go shopping for that bottle of wine that was recommended. And these are wines that you can't get at the LCBO. So it's all about new discovery, guidance, and helping people find something that's perfectly paired for whatever they're preparing that day.
That's really cool. I love that it gives people so many options, and also, you know, that nice guidance where it's not overwhelming, and you're not having a virtual, let's say, Jeeves Butler in your phone using terminology that you don't understand,
yeah.
Sounding like Niles and Fraser Crane with their wine club.
Exactly. Yeah. It's fast. Too, right? You're not going to be spending too much time getting to that suggestion. You're going to get a really good suggestion very quickly in a way that, you know, anyone will find value from.
That's really cool. And then it also, as you said, you know, this is kind of like a gateway sometimes for people who want to learn more. And then if you make it approachable in this fashion, then it encourages people to learn, and maybe they get a little bit more in depth so that they can, you know, learn those terminology, those terms that are used, and they can understand it more from that purist perspective if they want to. But this is a wonderful way to get into it.
Absolutely, and even from an educational standpoint, we're starting to do a lot of little educational pieces on our Instagram through stories to subtly bring people up the curve if they want to learn more about the technical side of wine, and subtly educate along the way, whether it's in the way the questions are asked over time, or the way the suggestions are described, or, you know, on Instagram, if you tune in to what some of our sommeliers are doing, actually learning about very useful topics like how do you store wine, even if you have just a little cupboard at home that you want to have a handful of bottles, you know, ready for the weekend. How should you be storing that wine? What's the best way to open the bottle and to properly taste it and test it, and all these kind of little really useful tips and tricks are subtly kind of brought in all along the journey for the user.
I really like that. That's neat little things. And, you know, it makes you maybe perhaps feel a little bit more confident next time if you're hosting in the post-Rona world when it's safe to do so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just kind of, it's little life lessons that you learn and pick up, and, you know, just adds to your skill set and your knowledge that you have. I love that.
Yeah, so do we. We've created also a really cool feature in the app that's going to continue to be expanded upon, and that's the personal digital cellar. And so there you'll be able to save wines that you like, you know, put your own personal rating on them, your own notes, so that you can remember what you had. Because part of the issue with wine too, or particularly around accessibility, is maybe you have a great bottle at a friend's place, or you have a great bottle at a restaurant, but then how do you actually go and buy that again? And this is a great way to actually like save what you had, what you enjoyed, and then connect it to our marketplace so that you can easily rebuy it again, and you don't have to wonder, you know, what was that bottle? What did the label look like again? You know, oh, now I've got to call that person and find out what it was that night. Like, you can very easily, you know, keep track of the favorite things that you want to try again, and new things that you want to try in the future.
You know what? I have been that person who has tried to source backwards.
We all have. That's the problem. This whole app is built on problems that everybody comes across.
Very cool. I love that this is, you know, an innovative way to tackle those issues. And Jennifer, I thank you so much for your time today in describing what SOMM is all about, SOMM, for anybody who is looking to pick it up. It's in, I would imagine, the app marketplaces and on the Apple Store and places like that.
Across Canada, it's available on both Android and iOS across Canada. So pick up the app, go download it today, and start exploring the great world of wine. It's awesome.
Absolutely, and this is the perfect time. It's a Friday night. We're there. It's wine time.
I agree.
Thanks so much, Jennifer. You take care and all the best, okay?
Same to you. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's Jennifer Tremblay-Stasiewicz, founder and CEO of SOMM. Demystifying the world of wine with this app. It helps you, really, from start to finish, Figure out which bottle of wine is right for you, for whatever circumstance you're dealing with. It's like the Swiss Army knife of wine selection. You can type in what meal you're making, what goes into the process of making that meal, and then once it gives you a recommendation, then it hooks you up with the marketplace where you can go and source out where to get it. Very cool. Very cool indeed.